American Airlines says that improperly installed clamps caused those seats to come loose on planes. Rows of seats popped loose during three separate flights in the last week. Two flights had to make emergency landings. No one was hurt. And then an American flight from Chicago to London was diverted to Ireland after reports of smoke in the cabin. American attributed that to a faulty fan in an entertainment system. Meanwhile, American is planning thousands of layoffs. Its management and pilots are deadlocked over a labor deal. And did you read that Gary Steigart piece about his trip from Paris to New York on American? It took 30 hours with delays. Or maybe you saw Matthew Iglesias writing in Slate, "Friends, don't let friends fly American," also complaining about delays. It has not been a good time for the country's third largest airline. Why? Bill Saporito of Time Magazine says the head of American, Tom Horton, has the worst job in America. So let's take a look. Bill, those seat problems, is that just some sort of outlier problem any airline could have had? You know, the cherry on top of American's problems? Or was there something more going on there?
That's sort of an outlier. That problem does not crop up. I actually talked with some FAA officials, and because that's the first question I asked them, well, doesn't this happen all the time? And the answer was no, it never happens. The seats were installed by an outside contractor, and the reason the problem crops up is because American, like other airlines, is trying to kind of restructure its seating so you get more of those premium coach seats. So they were moving seats around, and when they reinstalled them, this one clamp was not put on correctly, and then you had extra recline in the seats.
There you go. Well, just back up and tell us where we are with American. We know the airline filed for bankruptcy protection last November, largely to reduce its labor costs. Lots of friction between American and three of its labor unions. They support a merger with U.S. Airways, which is kind of a, wait a second, can the labor of an airline decide that they really want to have a merger with another company? So what is going on with American?
Okay, let's roll it back.
Yeah.
A couple of years before that, when all of American's competitors have gone through bankruptcy, so Continental, United, Delta, Northwest, they've all sort of washed themselves in the bankruptcy courts. And American's critics always wondered why they held out so long. And it's cost them a lot of money because their labor costs were higher than the other guys by a significant margin. Now, let's look at the labor situation. So there are three main unions, and, you know, American's not alone in that, but there's been constant friction between management and labor for many, many years at American. It's sort of weird when you think about it. But once American goes into bankruptcy, American's management is no longer in charge, so to speak. So the future of that company is now going to be determined by some of the unsecured creditors, and that includes, by the way, the employees themselves. So they have power now. They have more power in some aspects than they did in the past.
And so they are making demands. But also, is this labor dispute part of why Americans' performance has been so bad?
Oh, absolutely. Once a pilot gets into the plane, he or she is in control, right? So there's been an increase in maintenance write-ups, stuff that is not significant, but they have to bring some on board to fix the problem. And this puts the system out of kilter.
Right. You know, we're reading that pilots are calling in sick more.
Yeah,
I mean, this is why you're having delays.
There's some debate over that. The pilots union say it's no more sick hours than last year. The company debates it. But something's clearly happening because they're running out of pilots. And as a result, American trimmed its schedule by about 2% for the month of October.
Well, put aside whether or not the delays are because pilots are calling in sick. What is the sticking point in the negotiations? We know attendants for American agreed to work more, pay more for their health care, their pensions have ended, but pilots haven't agreed to a labor contract. So what's the sticking point?
Well, one of the sticking points is this issue of co-chairing, where American has an agreement, say, with British Air to fly from Boston to London. Now, the big argument is how much is going to be done, and the American pilots clearly want that work for themselves, you know, to a certain degree. There are other issues such as the regional jets. Who flies those jets? Those jets are going away. They're too expensive to run. There are going to be bigger jets brought in. Now the question is who flies those jets too. So these are a couple of the big issues with the pilots. And by the way, all the employees are very, very unhappy with this company. The culture is really poisoned right now. Even though their last quarter they returned to profitability on an operating basis. So, you know, they were climbing a little bit and then ran into a lot of turbulence.
Well, but what do you see as the truth here? You know, a lot of unions are being asked to give up benefits while watching companies have profits. So is it that the union is being asked to give too much, the union not giving enough
again,
and being realistic?
This is what a negotiation is about, right? So when you get done with this process, Americans' cost structure is going to be more aligned with United's and Delta's. And those legacy carriers are going to be much, much closer in cost structure to the Southwest and to the so-called low-cost carriers. So the whole point of this is a level playing field for everyone in this business. This industry has been a disaster for a decade now.
It's so funny. You point out that Starbucks, which is just a vendor for airlines, has far more in its coffers than the airlines do. Is it because we got into the thinking that everyone can fly and the costs, you know, the costs were so low that everyone could fly, but unsustainable for what it really takes to run an airline?
Well, this goes back to, I don't know, 1979 when airlines deregulate and all these newcomers, you know, Southwest was a newcomer, start up and they have lower costs. So you get a situation where you have one set of airlines with one set of costs and another set of airlines with a higher set of costs. And this cannot hold, right? It has to resolve itself one way or the other, and it's resolved itself with all the mainline carriers going into bankruptcy. Now, once American gets through this, and eventually it will, I think, unless it merges with U.S. Airways, which is a possibility. But again, once all of that happens, you'll have an industry that will have like costs across the board. The pilots are willing to give up a lot. It's just a question of how much is a lot at this point.
Bill Saporito of Time Magazine. By the way, as these news reports continue, do you see people having a second thought about flying American?
Well, if they can't get there in a timely manner, if they have no, you know, confidence that their plane is going to be on time, or, you know, they're going to rebook.
So they want to resolve this fast. Bill's article, again, is in Time Magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, time for a quick heads up. Tomorrow on Here and Now, everyone claims to have the answer for creating jobs. But meanwhile, what are the best jobs for young people just heading into the work world? What are the worst? We'll take a look. Also, it's playoff time in baseball. Gee, are our Red Sox involved in that? No, they're not at all. That's all tomorrow, Here and Now.